Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are in the studio live, and I'm excited because I have a couple announcements, Charles. I have a couple announcements. But listen, man, welcome back to the house. You are a constant, reliable co-host.
And yeah, like I say, there's no place I'd rather be. Say hello to the Dad Up Nation. That's our new moniker for Nation. Best day ever.
Listen, it is so good to be alive and to know that God is still in control.
Yes.
Every day, we get deposited into our time bank 1,440 minutes, and to spend 30 or so minutes of that with you and our listening audience, it's fun.
It's fun. Time goes by so quickly.
Yes. So this week is actually the last week for the next couple of weeks that we are going to be on the air. And let me explain why to our listening audience. Starting next week, Monday, which is the 6th of October, right through until Friday, the 17th of October, most, if not all, of the programs will be preempted on this station because it is the station's, I think, annual or biannual... biannual prayer and praise fundraising time. That's the time that they come to you and to us, the listening audience, to help with the support of defraying the cost for this station. And so we won't be on the air next week, Wednesday, right until we won't return until the 20th of October, which seems like ages away. But I have some good news. We will host some Zoom meetings during that 2-week break, starting next week, Monday. Zoom meetings, and we want to reach out to three main categories of our listening audience. Obviously, the dads and the father figures. We want to have a Zoom meeting for our dads. Then I also want us to have a Zoom meeting for our granddads. Yes. Bob, I know you're probably going to be excited about this. And then we want to do a Zoom meeting for moms called Mom Sense.
Right.
So in order to get that link and to get the dates and the times that we're going to have these Zoom meetings, you need to please call us or text us, 561-229-2379. That's 561-229-2379. Or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. So to participate in this Zoom meeting, we have been talking to them all this time. Now we're getting the chance to talk with them.
Yes.
And I know many people will just come on simply because they want to see how similar you are to Barry White or something like that. I mean, you hear the voice, but you haven't seen the face. Listen, you will get a chance to be part of this Zoom meeting or series of Zoom meetings that we will have starting next week. Please tune in to WCNO because you will hear of the work that they are doing, if you haven't known that before, and why we all need to chip in and be part of prayer and praise. And it's done twice per year. But in order to get you to call in and donate our program, which happens to be one of the early ones in the mornings, will have to be put back for a little bit. But, as I said, you can be part of our new Zoom meeting with our listening audience for dads and father figures, for granddads, and for moms. We will definitely like to have you be part of that. So, what do you think, man? I think it's going
to
be...
Oh, yeah. See, it's a wonderful time to be alive with technology.
Technology. So whether we're in Texas...
Yes.
Tony,
or Delaware.
wherever you are. I got a text from our wonderful chapter leader in Delray.
Okay.
Sherman, he is on fire, man. I want us to keep him in prayers, because he'll be having surgery very soon. But we pray that God will give him strength to continue doing what he has started. So normally on a Tuesday, we talk about the physical well-being of dads. I want us to look at two things today, Charles, before we get back to this Zoom thing that we hope to have, and how our listening audience can still be part of what we're doing despite the 2 week of hiatus. A verse in the Bible, and I know you know it. It's Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I think Karen is finding the word, because we always have one in the studio. And God's word, my brother, is fascinating. And the deeper you get into it, the more you realize you are so far from hitting the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You normally can go to a pool and go to the shallow end. Well, even when you go to the deep end, you will hit bottom at some stage. But God's word is fathomless.
Yes.
So there is something that I find fascinating about Romans 12, verse 1, which says,
I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
All right. I wanted to just stop there, man.
All right.
I beseech you, is all Paul is saying, I beg you, present your bodies. Fascinating. I would have thought it would have said, present your spirit.
Right.
Present your mind. Present your soul. But it says your bodies. And I thought, well, why body? Especially in the culture in which Paul was writing, especially the Greeks, they saw the body as evil.
Mm-hmm.
Present your bodies. And I thought, here you have this chocolate thing. All right, you call it protein.
It's a protein shake.
All right, it's a protein shake. So it's in a box or a bottle, whichever one. Let's say I ask you to present this box to me as a living sacrifice. If you give me the box, then I also get what is in it.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, Paul, such a wonderful writer, but a wonderful servant being used by God, because that's what he was. If we present our bodies, then what houses our souls? What houses our spirit?
Exactly.
What houses our minds? And I thought, that is amazing. And so as we encourage our fathers and father figures to take care of this one body that we have, we're actually taking care of everything that it houses. I get excited about that. It is amazing how God's word is. It isn't saying your body is to be separated from your soul and give God your body but not your soul, because if you give him the container that houses all of these things, then you should give him everything.
And the word of God is specific also. And it just didn't say your bodies. It says your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us, before we come to Christ, are dead in
trespasses and sins. Yes.
But when we come to Christ, we are brought to life, and we can present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
That is so powerful. So, again, the Word of God speaks to every issue, be it parenting, relationships, finances, every issue.
Yes.
And you can't find another book that encaptures every subject that there is in every age. Even if it was, you remember one time the earth was supposedly flat.
Oh, yeah.
Until they discovered it wasn't. Yeah. So they would have to throw out that book. But God's word is never disposable, man. Exactly. It is so very relevant.
Yes.
So we want to encourage our fathers and father figures to take care of this one body that we have. Another scripture that I find fascinating is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Hey, it's like Bible study this morning.
Really?
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says, the leaves. 1 Timothy?
Chapter 4, verse 8?
1 Timothy?
Oh.
See?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself there.
Too many Timothys.
All right. No. There's never too many Timothys. Okay. Chapter 4, verse 8.
Yes.
For bodily exercise profiteth little.
All right. Sorry, man. Hold on a minute.
Wait a minute. I've been going to the gym all this time.
Notice what it says, though. It didn't say didn't profit.
Uh-huh.
But compared to the spiritual aspect of who we are, it profiteth little. But even if it profits little, it does profit.
Yes.
So we are therefore obligated to exercise and take care of the body. So again, I just find the scripture to be fascinating because it was making a comparison between taking care of your spiritual being as opposed to just your physical being. Mm-hmm. And he's saying it does profit just a little.
Yes.
But it is still profitable that you take care of your bodies. And I see you with your protein shake here.
Devil.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a good thing. When we had our med guy came on board the other day, that was one of the things that he said we should do, take supplements, because some of the foods that we're eating, they do not have everything that we need.
Oh yeah, and like I've said, I'm a big guy, and I didn't get this size by not eating a little. So I have to watch what I eat, and yeah.
You know this, I don't want to call it argument, but it is used by those who lean towards what is called pro-choice. Mm. And they say, this is my body. And I understand where they're coming from. Yes. As opposed to, we as men can't, shouldn't tell them what to do with their bodies, moms or the women, or the government or the church. But if we go back to what you read there in Romans that says present your bodies. When you give something to someone, you have transferred ownership.
Right.
Well, strictly speaking, we all belong to God. We are his handmaid, his creatures. But if I present my body to him, moms, would-be moms, soon-to-be moms, dads, then we now transfer ownership.
Right.
And therefore, the argument, well, this is my body, no longer applies because now I'm just a caretaker of it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're stepping into deep waters here, but I'm not shying away from it. I do believe that there are some moms or soon-to-be moms who face challenges, unplanned pregnancies.
Right.
But this is where I believe fathers and father figures, when they died up and said, I'm with you, I'm going to go all the way with you, then that woman doesn't have to feel as if she's going to have to deal with this person for the rest of her life on her own.
Right, right. And I like what you said, that when you said unplanned pregnancies, because a lot of people will say mistake. God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
And we have to totally change our thinking on that. And that's where I've told my sons, if you think that you're a man enough to lay with this woman, you have to be man enough to suffer the consequences. If a child is produced, you are definitely going to be man enough to to take care of your responsibilities.
Yeah. I think I told you this before, but when I was working with a group of young people, one of them asked, is it okay to get a tattoo? And rather than saying yes or no, I asked the question, well, all right, whose body is it? If you lend me your truck, and I might need to borrow it, but if you lend me your truck outside there, your F-150, you lend me it for a period of time. I'm the steward of it.
Right.
And despite my access to it, I have no right to go down to Mako and ask them to change it to white. It's black, I notice, and I love black vehicles. But I have no right to do that.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes.
Because in reality, the truck belongs to you.
Right.
So if I'm going to change the color, then all right, I come to the owner, and if you get permission, yeah, go ahead and tattoo and what have you. I'm not going to be the person to decide that. You and the person who has given you that body.
Yes.
The concept I'm trying to express here, I hope sufficiently enough, is that if we no longer see this body of ours as my body, but rather I'm the caretaker of what has been given to me, then I will treat it differently. Because if I acknowledge that this truck is yours, Brother Charles, then I'm going to make sure that I take care of it and I bring it back in good order or better order than you gave me. If I see my body as God's property, and it says in the manual, the Bible,
yes,
wash it, rest it, exercise it, feed it, then hopefully my mindset will change, as opposed to, well, this is my body, I can do what I want to do with it.
Yes, and I also say that when you take care of the body, just like you said, when you present your body as a living sacrifice, it encompasses everything inside. When you take care of the body, you're taking care of everything inside the body.
Yeah.
Because God gives you this one body. And, you know, I'm not professing that I always did it perfectly.
Neither can I.
But I try to take care of it as much as I possibly can. And that encompasses everything. When I take care of it physically, I'm taking care of myself mentally, spiritually, emotionally. All of that encompasses inside the body.
Yeah.
You can't just relegate it to just the one aspect.
Because we're so complex, fearfully
yes.
and wonderfully made.
Yes.
We are interconnected. Many times, you know, you might get up one morning and you're not physically well. It affects how you feel,
yes.
your emotion. It makes,
yes.
affects how you
it
think.
Every aspect of despise, it does.
is affected.
yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go to some DGJs
oh,
here,
boy.
Ben. I hope you're prepared. This week, we have a short week, so please, in the meantime, while you're coming up with your wonderful joke to compare with mine, I want to invite you again, listening audience, to be part of our Zoom audience starting next week. We will be off the air for about 2 weeks while this wonderful station does its fundraising prayer and praise, so we won't be here until October 20th. But what we will be doing during those 2 weeks is to host a number of Zoom meetings, question and answers, feedback from you, suggestions, and we look forward to it. So
yes.
please get your pen out and write this number down, 561-229-2379, 561-229-2379, or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.com. .org. What
right.
joke have you got?
Well, actually, it's a church sign that I saw.
yeah, I've always loved those.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're unintentional.
yes.
A letter might drop out or something like that. But.
Right. But the sign said, if you need a lifeguard, try Jesus. He's the best because he can walk on water.
Oh, man. Okay, I love that one. Yeah, I do. You watch, they haven't made a new one recently, James Bond.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, I love them. I love them because, one,
British.
Where they were made. But here's a question for you. What do you call it when James Bond takes a bath?
Okay.
Yeah, come on, think about it. What do you call it when James Bond takes a bath?
I can't think of.
Bubble 07.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Producer Karen is in here laughing. Because she knows it's a good one.
That's pretty good. I got to give you that one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That sounds like Elvis now. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
But listen, laughter, the Bible says, is medicine.
Good medicine, yes.
And the way the body reacts when you laugh, it's interesting because I understand it just by laughing, certain enzymes, endorphin,
yes,
whatever it is, produced. And what is also interesting, my brother, is laughter is universal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everywhere you go on this planet or out of this world, if you ask me, human beings will laugh.
Yes.
And
it's contagious.
It is.
Sometimes you could see someone laughing and having such a great time, you'll start laughing.
You don't even know
not
why they're laughing.
They're laughing, yes.
Yeah.
Because some people have an infectious laugh, and it just pulls you right in.
I don't know why we all laugh when people trip over and fall, darling. I mean, here you are laughing and you haven't even seen a person.
Yeah. Well, I always like to say I try to make sure that they're all right before I start laughing. You know,
I don't think
that's
so.
Not a good thing, but that's just being truthful.
So, as we enter our third month of being on the air, I take comfort in the fact that WCNO has been around for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And they don't have big corporate sponsors underwriting their shows. And if you listen to this program, this radio station, you'll notice that they aren't advertising Premier Protein Shake. They don't have that sort of commercial advertisement. Mm-hmm. But primarily listener supported.
Yes.
And I must admit, my brother, that I get a taste of what they must feel sometimes. But if they have made it with God's help for the past 35 years, airing programs such as ours,
yes,
then I have reason to believe that God will provide.
Also,
let's face it. As they said, every good thing comes to an end. We don't hope to come to an end, but there are things that you test the waters to see whether there is a need, based on all the texts and phone calls we have received. There are people out there who feel it is resonating.
Yes.
What I find, though, and I've had to check myself, there were times when WCNO was on the radio, the air, saying, please call us or send in, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to do it. But the time runs out, and I didn't get to call or reach out to them. I'm just thinking, well, how many others this time might not do that? We're asking for your prayers. We ask for three things. We ask for your prayers. We ask for your hours. We ask for your dollars. By the way, this Friday coming up is going to be exciting. Oh, my goodness. You have got to be listening in on Friday. Something exciting is going to be happening. But in the meantime, we're asking you to text or email us or call us to make sure you know of the different times and days that we'll be hosting a Zoom meeting with all your wonderful hosts and co-hosts, and we will have a wonderful conversation. We ask you to call 561-229-2379 or text 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. For the next 2 weeks, starting next week, Monday the 6th, mm-hmm, this radio station will cut back some of the regular programs in order to do their fundraising. And during those two full weeks, we will be having hosting Zoom meetings with dads and granddads and with moms. And to get the link for that Zoom meeting, you need to call or text us.
Yeah. I'm really excited to talk to some of the moms because so far we've only had one woman on the show. That was our wonderful attorney.
Yes.
And it's going to be a really exciting time.
I look
time.
Forward to that. We call it mom sense.
Mom sense.
Let's talk not nonsense, but mom sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're so looking forward to that. So please be part of our Zoom audience. And that will take place starting next week. God has been good. Mm-hmm. I must admit, there are times when parenting an adult child can be overwhelming. You know, every dad knows this, every parent knows this. You can't stop being a parent. When they are little, you wonder, they're crying, where are they feeling pain? They can't talk to you. When they're trying to walk, are they going to bump their heads? When they go to school, are they being taken care of? When they're driving, is he driving safely? Is she driving safely? They go off to college. The concerns change as their stage changes. But we as parents and as dads,
I can remember clearly when I was going through a personal turmoil time in my life. I was 45 and my mom was just as worried then. You know, I had been on my own since my early 20s, but she was just as worried. She wouldn't go to sleep until she heard from me. And it's like, okay, I didn't realize how much parenting carries you throughout your life when you have children. It just, you can't turn it off.
No. But here's the comforting thing, my brother. We have a Heavenly Father who cares about us infinitely more than we can ever take care of our own children. And what we feel is just a slither of what He feels for us when He sees us making silly, wayward, selfish, destructive, sinful choices. It breaks His heart.
And isn't it wonderful that whenever we make that decision to turn back to Him,
man,
He's right there with open arms.
The story of the father and the prodigal son, we sometimes focus on that prodigal boy, but actually it's the extravagant dad who was waiting. And we're all a minute almost out of time, but what I find fascinating about that is that even though he had the resources to go look for him, he didn't.
Because when he made that choice to come back, that was the best choice.
Man, oh man. So listen, please be part of this wonderful upcoming series of Zoom meetings that we are planning for dads and father figures and for granddads and for moms. And please, you have got to tune in on Friday because we have something wonderful for you as we get ready to go off the air for a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we say to all the dads and all the father figures out there,
dad up.
Dad up. Dad up. Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.